Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks Emergency Communications Center dispatchers will get a $5,000 bonus. The City Council approved the bonus for 11 dispatchers at a meeting last night. City of Fairbanks HR Director Angela Foster Snow told the council that the dispatchers have had to work an unprecedented amount of overtime this year.
I don't remember a time when we've ever asked the department to work over 500 hours of overtime. And that's a situation where it's not been a very minimal amount of that has been them wanting and bidding for that overtime. A lot of it has been required overtime. And now, unfortunately, you know, with COVID and illness and things like that, that put an extra strain on it. So I don't know of a time where we've given that large of a bonus. But I also don't know a time when we've asked employees to work that many hours.
Council members debated whether to lower the bonus amount or base it on longevity, but Mayor Jim Matherly encouraged the panel to pay the full sum.
We need to incentivize these people. They can't leave their desks ever. They're not the highest paid employees we have in the city, but they're among the most stressed.
The mayor cast a tie-breaking no vote on a council amendment that would have reduced the bonus to $3,000. The mayor emphasized that the money for bonuses is coming from unspent funds budgeted for salaries. Four people died in homicides in Anchorage Thursday through Saturday, the deadliest stretch of 2020, according to police. Alaska Public Media reports that the victims were all shot. The four deaths since Thursday bring the total number of homicides in Anchorage this year to 16, not counting two officer-involved shootings. Alaska's largest city averaged nearly 34 homicides per year from 2017 to 2019. I'm Dan Bross.